Horses can sweat as much as 2.5 to 3 gallons per hour, a serious health management concern during the hot summer. Thus, it becomes more important to ensure horses are drinking enough water to maintain good health. It is also essential to know when to back off an animal's level of activity. Depending on the temperature and workload, a horse can become dehydrated in 2 hours, said Chris Heine, Oklahoma State University equine specialist. Owners can suspect dehydration in their horse by recognizing the signs: sunken eye or dullness, dry skin and mouth, drawn up flanks, depression, or excessive thick saliva. A simple but not always accurate way to judge dehydration in horses is to conduct a simple skin pinching test. Skin should immediately return back into its natural position. If the skin remains in a ridge from 2 to 5 seconds, this could be a sign of mild dehydration. The average horse will intake 5 to 10 gallons of fresh water per day. Water is needed to avoid colic, dehydration, and death. Just like humans, different horses crave or need different amounts of water. Cool, fresh water should be offered to the horse, often during strenuous activities. You can lead a horse to water, if you can't make them drink. If the horse is at a location where the drinking water does not have the same taste as the home water, the horse may refuse to drink. Before going to an event, try flavoring the home drinking water for a few days prior to the journey with Gatorade or apple juice to accustom the horse to the flavor. For the convenience of the horse owner, prepared powdered electrolyte packets, flavored or unflavored, can be added to drinking water to replenish necessary items. Like humans, horses dissipate most of their excess body heat through sweating. When a person sweats, their electrolyte concentration goes up in the blood, resulting in thirst. However, a horse's blood does not increase electrolyte concentration with sweat loss, so it may not be thirsty, Heine said. Studies show horses will cool themselves normally if the heat index is less than 130. However, a heat index exceeding 150 requires cooling assistance. Cool water rather than cold water should be applied inside the legs and on the neck, Heine recommended. Cold water could result in limited blood flow to the horse's skin. Continuously running water will help cool the horse faster. Supplying fans or keeping the horse in an area with wind flow is ideal. Fans with higher velocities provide more effective cooling. Standing under shade trees allows a horse to radiate some heat to leaves, which are continually cooled by their own evaporation. Long trips may require scheduled changes to avoid the hottest time of the day. The muscle work of balancing in a trailer during a road trip can put an additional heat load on the horse. The rule of thumb is, if at the event you are consuming and desiring water intake, then the chances are the horse is also having the same desires. Riding horses is great exercise for the rider and also an additional strain on the horse's metabolism. Be safe and smart. Keep the horse hydrated, Heine advised.